Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Oh my goodness, sometimes, Pat, you got to take a pause and just meditate and think about how good God is and how good you have it. Mm-hmm. You know, I had a chance to meet a woman yesterday who had just come from Cuba, and she's in the United States. This is a older woman, and so she has some context of living in a country like Cuba all these years, and it was an amazing pleasure just to sit there and just let her tell me her story. You know, I always say that everybody has a fascinating story. Not everybody can articulate it and share it maybe in a way that could capture everyone's attention, but let me tell you something, everybody has a story. And her story was just remarkable. And so I'm listening as she's sharing to me some of the struggles and some of the things that people right now in Cuba are dealing with.
Wow.
I mean, things that we take for granted today. So here she is living in Cuba, and she says you'd be surprised of the little basic things that you have in America that we don't have there in Cuba.
Yeah, like what?
Well, she said, I said, when you first came to the States, what was the thing that really just kind of got you? She said a couple things. She said, you don't understand, when I got on the interstate, because she first landed in Miami from Cuba, and then she came up to the Gulf Coast region, she said, we had to make a lot of stops, obviously, you know, go to a restroom. And she goes, every time that I would go to a public restroom, I would be amazed. I go, what? She goes, I would be amazed.
I am. You know me? Whoa.
Yeah. Well, listen to this. She comes from Cuba, and she says, you don't understand that in our country, we don't have cleaning products. You can't find cleaning supplies. And when I went to these public restrooms, and I saw how they were just kept so clean and so nice, you understand, we have to invent methods and use some sort of concoctions to clean your own bathroom at home using salt and this, and I couldn't believe it. She said simple deodorant.
Wow.
Deodorant.
Thank you, Lord, for deodorant.
I know it. Praise God.
Oh, my goodness.
This is the basic things that they didn't have in Cuba. She says when she landed off the plane, she said she froze in shock. When she got to the parking lot, she's like, I was like a kid, you know, I've never seen this stuff before. Said, you don't see this stuff in Cuba. She said, when I got to the parking lot and I saw all of those cars, she goes, I just stood still. I just stood still. I'd never seen cars like that before. And if you've seen pictures of Cuba now, I mean, they've got cars from the 1950s driving down the street.
Oh,
I mean, they've got.
They're like back in a time warp.
Huge.
I mean, but it also says a lot about their ingenuity.
Well, they're able to maintain. Talking about being able to maintain the vehicles?
Well, it just makes me think, too, that if I need to get this copier fixed, I need to go to Cuba, because they're talking about...
Hey, let me tell you something.
They got parts.
Yeah, right. They can get parts. So, you know, I was just thinking, she was happy about how blessed, actually the Lord blessed her here in the United States, and just happy to be here. And it just got me to thinking again about how blessed we are to live in this country, where we take just so many of the common just things that we take for normal, like deodorant for granted.
I'm so glad you remembered that today.
Yeah, listen, I mean, you got to be blessed. You got to look back and count our blessings and realize that not everyone has it the way you have it.
Right.
You know what they used to use for that?
What's that?
You don't?
No, tell me.
Give me a Google moment. No. They use potato.
Really?
They use potato. Put a potato under both your arms.
Are you serious?
That's why you see their arms out further. Their arms look out further and stuff.
Are you serious?
Oh, my goodness.
You know, hey.
What? You think I'm serious? I mean, we're talking about a generation that said if you walked up the steps behind a lady and saw her ankles, you had to marry her.
Right.
It's not too far-fetched to have a potato up under your armpit. But seriously.
Wow.
Obviously, they would slice the potato, but what was in the potato, hold on, I feel like I'm actually in a ballroom at this moment. Hello, welcome to the fifth annual. I'm waiting for our engineer to get that sound kind of working a little bit better. The whatever's in there, the starch or whatever's inside of a potato.
Absorbs.
I don't know if you ever cook potatoes. Well,
no,
I know.
No, I don't. I do that.
I remember when I did. I remember that.
Yeah.
And the starch would rise up, and you think starch, you know, and whatever else is in there. But what really sealed it for me when I came, saw the other day when Pat came in with two big slices of potato. A new diet thing. He can't eat carbs, but he can wear them.
I can wear them. This is true.
This is true.
No, that's it. You're right. You know, I remember when Jared went to Haiti, and that's my son, and you know, at that particular age, I think it's good for everybody to travel the world.
Oh yeah,
travel the world. And so he went to Haiti. And the first place they took him to in Port-au-Prince was a place kind of similar to a Domino's.
Mm.
And that was the metropolis.
Oh, wow.
And now they were going to head to the remote side of Haiti in a beat-up plane and landed where there was no electricity. And he said, you can drink bleach. I drank bleach for the whole time I was there because they put bleach to water. You know how you have to bleach the water.
Sterilize it.
Yeah, and the table, you couldn't even see the table. Because it was covered with flies.
Oh, my God.
And so they would actually, you know, he was helping out an orphanage, I guess. He was helping out. I just want to say now, I don't know why he was wrestling with the orphans, but but they were tough. Some of those kids were tough. They? Yeah, they had a big teenage thing going on. And they would just see how many flies they can catch by swinging their hand over the table and kind of like catching as many before they flew off. But you'd have to hit the table before so they'd all leave.
Mm.
And this wasn't too far ago. This was just a few moments ago.
Right.
And we're blessed. We're very blessed.
I mean, very blessed.
We get one fly in the room. We're thinking, dear God, what have we done wrong?
It's a plague.
It's a plague. It's a plague.
Are we being invaded?
Yeah, speaking of that.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to see that. Anyway,
make any comments.
In Haiti, you wouldn't be able to see that.
Covered. You'd be flying across the room.
Yeah. Did it just levitate it?
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.